Please take a few moments to direct your attention to the sensations of your body. And these are the sensations of life itself. And it is through your body that you experience life. This body is the precious physical plant through which you experience life. This body is the tender, breathing creature through which you experience life. Of all that you have, this body is your most precious possession, and smoking is destructive to your body. The problem is not so much that smoking is destructive to you. The problem is that smoking is destructive to your body. That's right, you used to enjoy smoking. And when you did, you were not thinking of the damage you were causing to your body. But smoking does damage this body, and each puff causes more damage. And you are, in reality, this body's keeper. You are your body's only protector. And this body has been your faithful companion since birth. This body continually gives you the gift of life. And so, to the extent that you want to live, you want to protect this body, to treat it with respect and kindness, to be considerate to this body that has served you so unselfishly over the years. And you can choose to free this body of the undeserved penalty of smoking cigarettes. You can choose to free this body, but the body cannot free itself. The body is just a trusting innocent that must take into it whatever you put into it, even if it's damaged by it. The body cannot tell you in words that it's being damaged by cigarette smoke. The body can only tell you through the symptoms you experience, the cough, the shortness of breath, the other symptoms. These are the only ways this innocent creature can use to tell you that it's being injured by cigarette fumes. The symptoms are the only ways the body can warn you of the tragedies that will occur if you continue to smoke. But as you take care of this body, it cleanses itself by breathing clean air, only clean air. And the lungs again become efficient, and the red blood cells begin to carry more oxygen to all the organs and cells that make up this body. And they feel relief. That's right, every cell, every organ of this body experiences relief. Because you finally quit smoking, unconscious. And so from this moment on, you will protect this body you inhabit and treat it with respect. And day by day, these new habits of taking good care of the body grow stronger and stronger as you live through each situation as the protector of this body you inhabit. And those old, outmoded smoking habits, why, they become weaker and weaker through disuse. The new habits stronger with exercise, the old habits weaker through disuse, until the new habits replace the old, and you become, in many ways, your body's keeper. And what is especially important is that you remember the reasons why you decided to quit smoking. Because some people stop smoking temporarily, only to resume that ill-fated habit. Why? It's because they forget. They forget the reasons why they decided to quit smoking. Or they forget that they can permit no exceptions. And to help you remember what motivated you to quit smoking, and remember that you must permit no exceptions to occur, you can employ your instinct for survival in a way that resonates within your unconscious mind. So listen carefully, because you face a potent enemy who can hijack your motivation at times of great stress or temptation. During a high-risk situation, it may seem that smoking a cigarette would be harmless or even a good idea. Later, of course, that first lapse will look very different. So to prevent that first lapse, it is critical that it is you and not your mortal enemy that has effective control of your motivation. You can use your imagination to influence your motivation. For example, you may find that starting now, and increasingly more and more, your unconscious will equate cigarettes with cigarette-produced disease. Cigarettes will remind you of diseased human lung tissue. Cigarettes would taste and smell like cancerous human lung tissue. And this is one of several images you can employ to rescue your body from the cruel fate that awaits it if you ignore the warnings. For example, perhaps you can imagine a special viewing device that would enable you to look into the heart of a loved one, a child, a parent, or a spouse, perhaps, and to see the hurt there if you were to relapse and become ill. Or perhaps images of smoking will produce images of helpless dependence on medical personnel. Or maybe the unconscious will more and more consider smoking cigarettes as the equivalent to drinking a glass of phlegm. And it really doesn't matter which image you utilize. Because as soon as the unconscious begins to fear inhaling cigarette smoke into its tender, breathing body, it will already be protecting this body it inhabits. And you don't have to do anything at all. Because regardless of the rationalizations and desires of the conscious mind, the unconscious is naturally, inherently programmed for survival, and it will always protect you with the fear of smoking. And because the unconscious is the caretaker of this body, I would now like to talk directly to the unconscious. And you are very powerful, unconscious. And you control all of this person's automatic thoughts and habitual behaviors. And I understand that this person will do what you want this person to do. And in the past, you wanted to smoke because of the benefits of smoking. But you were not aware at that time of the terrible price that must be paid for those benefits. But now you are aware of both the benefits and the price. And perhaps you can contemplate upon which is more precious, unconscious, the benefits or the price of smoking. And the price is dear, unconscious, and it is not cowardly to fear harming this body that has served you so loyally over the years. You are justified to fear damaging this innocent that must take into it whatever you put into it, unable to warn you in words that it's being harmed, only able to warn you through the symptoms you experience. You're right, unconscious, to fear inhaling cigarette smoke, and fear is not your enemy. Fear is the way the unconscious protects its innocent body from danger. Just as the fear of burnt fingers protects the child from the dangerous fire, your fears of the awful consequences of smoking cigarettes can remind you to avoid the pain that lies in ambush for you along that slippery slide of least resistance. The fear can remind you that nicotine is your mortal enemy, and you must recognize nicotine as your enemy because it is the enemy whom you do not recognize who is the most destructive. The fear can remind you of the reasons why you decided to quit smoking, unconscious, and remind you that you must permit no exceptions. And now, unconscious, I respectfully request that you consider the following axioms. 1. I am the sole protector of my body. 2. Smoking is destructive to my body. And 3. I remain a non-smoker because I need my body to live. Now please, concentrate intensely on these axioms. 1. I am the sole protector of my body. 2. Smoking is destructive to my body. And 3. I remain a non-smoker because I need my body to live. And now, I'd like to ask you 3 questions about these axioms. And you'll be able to answer yes by nodding your head a bit, and no by shaking your head a bit. And the first question is, do you understand these axioms? And do you fully agree with them? And will you protect this body you inhabit? Now, I want to thank you, unconscious, for the communication that's just taken place. Now, I don't know how you answered, but you do. And if all three answers were yes, I want you to know that the chains of nicotine addiction have been broken. And from this moment on, your imagination will help you in every possible way to care for this body you inhabit, so that you receive all of the wonderful benefits and advantages of a strong and healthy body and a calm and confident mind. I want you to have a very thorough appreciation for how very capably you've performed today. And I want you to know that I thank you for your kindness in permitting this communication to take place. And soon I'll count to three. And when I reach the number three, you can open your eyes, coming alert, refreshed, and feeling wonderful. And a good feeling will stay with you for the rest of the day. Ready? One. Two. And three.